Check this shit out, yo. I don't wanna go where you wanted me to go, because I don't know what you're gonna get in store for me. Baby, don't get away from me, because I got something to say to thee. Hello. Welcome to the Stella Mays Forum. Welcome to the Stella Mays website. Welcome to wherever you are.
Where's the microphone?
Where's the microphone on this thing? You. I don't know, I got a lot of thoughts swirling around in my mind. Just put up this forum, and it occurred to me that I have no plan for it, but that I should probably work that out. Since it's been in the making for a long time, but I don't operate good like that, so. Bum, 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 bum. It's Christmas time in the city. It's a pity that you can't come to where I am. Da 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 da. Hello, back again. What's the point of this? What's the point of the whole Myers-Briggs thing? What's the whole point of the types? I was thinking about Obama today. I might have mistyped him. This comes after, like, a long time and a lot of comments on that article I wrote on Obama a long time ago. I don't even remember when it was. It's probably last year. Last year being 2015? In the article, I make an argument, okay, for how Obama, yo, is like an ISFJ, okay? And I got all these fucking comments from people saying, how the hell do you say this? This is bullshit. He's a motherfucking intuitive. I feel it. I intuit it. Alright? Fine. Today is the day that you win, possibly, maybe, because I might be willing to admit, not that I was wrong in my analysis, you see, but that I might have been wrong in the assigning of the type cold, which is cold-blooded, yo. Because type codes are like four letters, and, you know, people throw around type codes, Myers-Briggs type codes. To me, it ain't much use to throw around, like, blah, blah, blah is a type code. Hillary Clinton is a INTJ. Bill Clinton's a ENFP. Donald Trump is a ESTP or an ENTJ or an ESTJ. Who cares? It's like the equivalent of littering. Actually, because who the hell, like, it's just like throwing a bunch of, like, wrappers. That's what type codes are. They're like wrappers that you, like, you eat a candy bar or something, and then you throw the wrapper on the ground with the, like, label on it. That's what type codes are. It's bullshit, okay? I don't want to see any more fucking, like, this is this and this is that. ISTJ, ENTP, INFJ, ISFP. I don't care. What I'd rather hear is the thoughts behind why this person is this type. Now, sometimes I do hear arguments about this, and some of those are laborious as well, because it's like the cognitive functions, yo. I'm seeing a little bit of NI in this person over here when they do this thing over there. But then again, there's some FI and some maybe FE and then a little T on the auxiliary. It's like, I don't know. It's a fucked up situation because it's the nomenclature of the system makes you into chink, 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 chink. It's like this, like, you know, like assemble yourself kits, you know. It kind of precludes or excludes, like, a serious psychological analysis, you know. It's like there's, like, these 8 cognitive functions, you know, and 16 types, and there's introversion, extroversion. And then it's like these chunks that you put them in. Man, that shit is whack. Anyways, I don't believe in that. Even though I do that sometimes. I don't like doing it. But I have to do it because I'm writing to, you know, people that are into the Myers-Briggs stuff. And the people that are into the Myers-Briggs stuff are always like, N-I-T-I, auxiliary, dominant. And then I myself added, like, things like id function. Right, id function. also added some other stuff. I'm trying to keep it down low, though, because I don't want people to get too... I don't want there to even be more things for people to combine together to make into this assembly line kit thing. So, basically, what I wrote about Obama, pretty much I still stand by that, because that's my experience of him. You can't argue with this, really. I don't think, even thinking that article, there was too much reference to things that he, in particular things, because I really don't know that much about Obama, you know, in particulars. I do know, I did watch him back in 2008. Now, at the time that was happening, I was into something else. I wasn't into Obama. And a lot of people were getting into Obama, but I was into Ron Paul. You probably don't even, so a lot of people probably don't even know who he is. It doesn't matter. Point is that all I know is I saw some, I feel like, I saw some videos of him, like, making different speeches. And all, the first impression that I had is I don't believe what he's saying. I don't even remember what he was saying. He's saying things about ending the war. I guess he did that. Patriot Act, as far as I know, that still stands. I've heard arguments, Obama couldn't do anything because, like, really, the president's not that really effective. It's not really that powerful. What the hell can the president do? And the Congress is all fucking Republicans, and, he's all fucked. Fine. Doesn't matter. I don't care. Maybe that is true. I don't know. I mean, I know that's true, in fact. Could Obama have done more? Could he be more of an effective leader? And the question I would ask is, did he really want to be that? Was that his intention? See, so I'm trying to read behind the lines, between the lines, behind them too, and inside them sometimes. Read between the lines. What was his intention to do? So I basically said that I started out that article to say it's easy because it's an FE and auxiliary thing. That could be wrong, but I still think it's an FE thing. It could be. I don't think that's completely wrong. Maybe not in the auxiliary. But I was saying that it has something to do with the way FE can transform into all kinds of different shapes, and you can see whatever you want in it. And I do see that in Obama, Maybe he's not an ISFJ. He's not an INFJ, though. Don't even fuck with me on this. He's not an INFJ. There was when I was looking into Obama's type, there was about half the types of the 16 types named for him. And so that's kind of what inspired me to write that article, was like, this guy's doesn't have a very clear range, because like a lot of people, like when you typed him, or there's a range of types, like Donald Trump, for example, like the range of types I've seen for him is about, it's mostly ENTJ or ESTP, and then I say a little bit of ESTJ. There's no feeling type. With Obama, there was more than that. There was like ENTP, there was ENFP, INFJ. I don't know what else, but there was other shit too. Maybe he wasn't a censor, like listed as that. I don't remember. Like some people I know on my site said he could have been an ISTP. I don't know. But to me, Obama's the kind of guy you can't get a handle on him because it's like, what the fuck is he? Who the hell is he? What does he stand for? That's what I was saying in the article. And I still stand by that. I don't have the answer. And nobody has convinced me that there's like something that he, definitely stands for. In a way that I can grasp. I mean, I've heard he's articulate, He's articulate and that he can speak well and he's charismatic. I've heard these. These are things, too, that are open to interpretation. As I've said before, like what one person considers articulate, another person might not consider articulate because they don't have the same, not even definition, but just what they consider to be articulate to them might not be articulate to someone else. Like, for example, is Obama articulate to me? Well, I mean, I can see that he's able, he's verbal, like he can talk and stuff and keep on a stream of conversation that's pretty clear, I guess, in and of itself. But what is going on? What is he talking about? I don't know. Like, it's not immediately clear to me what he's talking about when he generally talks. And I've heard him talk a number of times. Not personally. I've watched it on YouTube, yo. YouTube's great because I can watch... There's a lot of footage of Obama, of course. And I can just click videos and watch him speaking in different places, different contexts. I mean, I can't watch him speaking to fucking his family at home behind closed doors in the White House. I don't need to. All I need to do is see him in his public presentation over time and duration and enough different viewing footages to see how he holds up in consistency and what I'm seeing. So what I see from Obama is kind of like this bland kind of thing, this bland substrate. You can inscribe, this is what I said in the article, you can inscribe whatever you want on him. And people have seen different things and different types in him, you know, such that there's been like, I think, I remember like there was at least 6 to 8 of the Myers-Briggs types, you know, listed for him. So he's not, that's kind of a fact right there. He's not, I mean, even in type, clear like what he might be, you know. And I was saying in the article, Effie and the auxiliary is what is responsible for this. Now, it could be that that's not true at this point, because now I'm thinking that Obama is something else besides an ISFJ. And it's kind of dawned on me, you know, I've kind of revisited it because I have I have Stellar Maze and I get comments for the article. And, you know, a vast majority of people are saying, you know, you're wrong in your typing. And I'm not so dense and unreceptive to that sort of thing that I wouldn't... It doesn't, like, make an impact on me. But it's nothing in the form... I mean, I don't know. It's nothing really in the form of a well... It's not like somebody made an argument and it was like, yeah, that's it. You're right. It was just kind of like... waves hitting the rocks and wearing away. That is kind of that effect. I'm like, well, I guess a lot of people, when you have enough people saying one thing, it's like, well, maybe you should pay attention to it, you know? Democracy. Right? Now, a lot of people can be wrong. I believe this. A lot of people can be wrong, and they must be, because a lot of people are saying Obama is different type, so there's only one type that he can be, assuming that you think that. Which I do. So somebody's wrong. And I might be wrong. And I'm willing to admit it. I might be wrong. I'm not completely sure. But Obama might not be an ISFJ. He might be an intuitive type. Okay. And I'm trying to figure out what's the purpose of this whole typing thing anyway. You know, because let's say I come out and I say, here's what I think Obama's type is now. What the hell difference does it make? It's just another voice in the chorus, you know? So that's kind of what I'm getting at in this stupid recording I'm making, is what the hell difference does it make if you say, like, I mean, I've seen this in the Myers-Briggs community. A lot of people come out and they say, I think this person is this type, and blah, 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 blah. And another person would go, no, you're totally fucking wrong. What the hell? He's obviously this type because of the NI. You know, can't you see anything? Can't you know? Well, how do you know? And then somebody will say, because of intuition, yo. Which is like a really stupid answer. Say goodbye to communication. Like if you have a bunch of people just saying, well, how do you know that this is true? Well, I know because of intuition, motherfucker. You have basically effectively shut down the rest of the communication. Which is fine if you want to do that, but I mean, that might be the reason that you think that, and maybe, you know, but if you're trying to explain it to someone else, like in a discourse, like, which is what the internet often consists of, then how can you just, like, I've seen people say, it's just, I know because of intuition. Like, I've asked people that question because I'm genuinely curious to, sometimes, to know what other people, how they arrived at their answer, like in math, right? Like, have you ever taken math, right? You should take math sometimes. It's fun. Like when you're taking math and a teacher says, yeah, you got the answer. But how did you get the answer? Show your work. And I used to do that too. I used to, I don't know. I used to arrive at like math answers sometimes. I don't know how the hell I arrived there. I don't know. And so like I would hand it in and the teacher would like write in the red ink. She'd say, you know, you need to show your work on this. The answer is right, but how did you arrive at it? That's the important thing. And that, I used to think that was like, who gives a fuck? I got the right answer. But it's not so much the right answer, see. In Myers-Briggs, it's not so much the right answer. Because first of all, in Myers-Briggs, you don't even know, nobody knows, okay? It's not math, okay? Nobody knows what the right answer is. There is no authority for, in math you know because two is two and it's defined as two things. And then if the operation of addition plus another thing like two, two plus two equals four. By definition, it has to, okay? We don't know who is what type code. There is no math key book, you know, like an answer key that you can look up. So I'm trying to say. What I said. And, So what I'm saying is, this is bullshit. Like all these people that are certain that they know shit, myself included, by the way, because I mean I say things with such certainty sometimes. How do you know this? Are you a, are you a genius or something? Now some people will go, well, your reasoning was very, you know, they'll believe in your argument. You made a good argument for it, and I think that's valid. Like, you know, the same is true in legal processes. You don't know who, like you can only, you can make a case or an argument for a type, but that depends on, you know, citing evidence, making, there's rules to it too. And a lot of people on in the Myers-Briggs community don't do that and they don't really even care about it. They just kind of want to say, I know the type and, you know, here's what I think. Like, just like everything else on the internet. It's like, I know what this is and blah, blah, blah. And you're wrong because, you know, intuition, you know. Because it's so obvious. So shit like that doesn't help. Okay? What helps? Well, that is really my question because I have arrived at a point with Stellar Maze that, you know, I ask myself the question sometimes, like, what am I driving at? What am I trying to do here? Besides entertain myself and maybe entertain other people. I mean, yes, I'm talking about Myers-Briggs, and yes, I do care about the subject matter, of course, because I'm writing about that and astrology and psychology and whatever else is associated with it. But and I've written quite a bit about it, you know, and a lot of the stuff I've written about, the stuff nobody's seen because it's like you don't see that stuff. You just see the stuff I release. And I've been writing about this stuff for fucking a long time. Okay? A long time. I've put a lot of thought into it, and I've... So what? The point is that... Now, a person might consider me an authority on the topic because of the authoritative way that I might write something. Some people don't, you know. Some people will think that I know what I'm talking about, and other people think I'm full of shit, and some people somewhere in between, whatever. And that's all, you know, based on, you know, different things, like who these people are, maybe, you know. Like, some people think I write about INFJs, like, in a bad way, and other people think I'm doing INFJs a favor, you know. And it could vary, it could be in the same article, you know, that I'm writing about. This polarized point of view could occur. Like when I write about INFJ versus INFP, people think I'm like being nice to INFPs and not being nice to INFJs, for example. Putting INFJs in a bad light, putting INFPs in a good light. Other people think you're making INFPs look like woolly brain fools and INFJs come off good by comparison. That's a matter of interpretation, I think. And I don't think it's really clear all the time, like, what that is. I mean, I don't know myself. I mean, I don't know. I just am writing what I see. And I'm not trying really to bash any type unless I'm doing it just, you know, out of good humor a lot of times. Which actually might be, I mean, behind that, there might be an actual bias against that type. And I don't mind revealing that. Like, that's another thing about Myers-Briggs discourse, is people have written to me and said, you know, you're obviously biased, you know, against whatever. You know, you're writing in a biased manner. And I said, yeah, no shit. Okay. Yeah, and so what? I mean, is there a rule somewhere that I missed that you can't write about this kind of thing in a biased manner? I mean, everyone else does it, you know, to me, but they're hypocritical about it because they say that there's no bias. I'm like, yeah, right.
Sure.
It comes out. I can see the bias. So what I'm kind of trying to say here in this kind of rambling missive, I guess, is I'm trying to sort my own thoughts out and maybe get some feedback from you guys about the answer to these, the possible answer or way going forward with trying to figure out, like, the thing I was mentioning about the type code. Like, I don't know if you agree with that, but to me, to just say this person equals type code this, you know, and then another person comes in and they say, yeah, I think they're this type code. Yeah, and I think they're this type code. With maybe some reasoning involved, you know. And like, to me, the right answer is not really... I mean, of course, there's a part of me that... In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, is this the right answer? And does it matter? Because... It's kind of reductionistic, like you say, this person is an ISFJ, like Obama, right? And I think there is a value to just looking at a person through that type. I mean, you could, I mean, I think, especially if you explain what you mean by that, then I think other, I mean, you could probably convince other people, like, it's like, yeah, I could see that, you know, based on, like, what I know about ISFJ and SI dominance and FE. Yeah, you know. Yeah, and other people don't. They like in Obama, for example, they see an intuitive vision. You know, I've heard this a lot. Like, where's the classical, you know, intuitive vision? And you know, it's open to interpretation whether you see that, I think, in Obama or not. You know, I don't know what his vision is. I don't really feel it. I feel a middling kind of thing, and I associate that with SI. You know, that's where I go with that, the middling thing. And that may be incorrect, you know, because who the fuck is the authority for what SI is, or introverted sensation, or any of these functions? No one. No one's the authority. This shit is made up. And it's fun. And it's interesting. It's interesting to an extent. It's not interesting to me to read a lot of people's comments, actually, a lot of the time, because I don't know why, just because I'm not into that. I'm more into my own intuitions, I guess, my own thoughts. I have clear thoughts and clear, definite opinions about things. And how did I arrive at them? I won't even say it, you know, but I didn't just arrive at these things through intuition. I arrived at them through, I guess, a lot of intellectual struggle with myself. What does it mean to be human? What does it mean to exist? What are we doing here? What are we trying to do? Now, the way I look at Myers-Briggs is, you know, I don't really take it that seriously past a certain point. It's just a game. It's one way to look at humans. I find it to be an extremely elegant way. And very true. But when you take it past a certain point, Like, when people write to me and they're like, how dare you? Like, they're so outraged that I said Obama's an ISFJ. Now, even if I'm not correct, why, like, to me, I don't understand the outrage at that. You know, because if I read something online that I didn't agree with, I mean, I wouldn't be outraged. I would just... I might be outraged. Actually, that's not true. I might be outraged inside myself, right? But I don't think I would be narcissistic and arrogant enough to post a comment about it, to say my thing about it, when there's really, I mean, like, who, like, it's just like, who cares? Like, that's the effect it has on me when people comment on it. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of comments already on this Obama article, and it's like, yeah, I know, like, people have said this already. And I heard, you know, I guess I heard it. I've responded to a lot of these comments. And that's just where I'm at. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm an idiot. But that's where I arrived at. Why do you need to change my mind? Why? Is this a religious thing? And yes, I think there is something like that to it. Anyways, I have to go right now because I have something else to do. But I just wanted to put this out there to kind of stir things up a little bit, perhaps. Tell you where I'm at. It's around Christmas, the holidays. I'm excited about the forum. I'm excited about Stellar Maze. I'm excited about the community we're going to create. And I just wanted to, you know, be honest and tell you where I'm at, you know, in a rambling kind of sense. And I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. And I look forward to what we're going to create together. All right. So that's it. And I'm out. Bye.